By this we are saved, that Christ died for our sins. The Apostle Paul writes this verse in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. So how do we know these things are so? It's according to the Scriptures. We can trust the Bible. That is the name of this program. Welcome, I'm Pastor David, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. Well, this Friday I want to encourage you to make plans to attend church this week. You need to have a church where you can hear the Bible taught and preached and where you can learn and grow in your faith, and that is based on your understanding of the Scriptures. This is what the Old Testament says throughout. God says you've got to meditate on the Scriptures and study them and apply them to be on the right path in life. Jesus then taught this again and again and throughout the New Testament. The Bible is God's gift to us. The role of the church is to help equip you, teach you, train you in the Bible so that you can live the life God has called you to live. So I encourage you, if you have a church like that, that you attend this Sunday. If you don't have a church, I encourage you to visit us this Sunday. We have I preach at the 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray, and then I also preach at the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church, and I would love to have the opportunity to get to meet you and encourage you to come to church this week. If you have any questions about that, you can always look at our website, www.fairfaxfbc.org. That's for First Baptist Church, fairfaxfbc.org. My number is 943-8237. Well, I want to look at a passage from Acts chapter 17 this morning. Paul is preaching the gospel, and he's preaching to people who do not know the Scriptures. And so he doesn't really just start right off quoting a lot of Bible verses. He comes to the city of Athens, where they believe in many gods, and he begins this way. He says, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you." So this is a very interesting introduction to his sermon. He finds a point of contact with the culture. He says, "I'm going to tell you about this God that you don't know about." But rather than just starting to tell them, rather than kind of speaking down to them, you people don't know, let me tell you, he points out that they themselves acknowledge that they don't know all the gods. They have an inscription on an altar, "To an unknown God." So Paul says, here I am, you already admit that you don't know all the gods, let me tell you about one you don't know. So that's a clever way to make this presentation without sounding like he's talking down to them. Verse 24 of Acts 17, Paul goes on. He says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands." Well, what is it that the people of Athens believe? They believe that there are many gods, that they did not create everything, and that they do live in temples made by hands. So Paul now is confronting everything they believe about God and the gods. And then he says, "He is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." I believe God has put you in the place you are in, where you can hear the gospel, you can hear this program, you have other opportunities that you've probably heard before. He's done this so that we might possibly reach out to him and find him. He loves us, he wants us to know him. Paul goes on, he says, "We should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Now, the Bible says that when Paul talked about raising Jesus from the dead, some laughed. Others said, we want to hear you again on this matter. Now, this is a text that has been used recently to suggest that, see, Paul didn't think you needed the Bible to believe in Jesus. He simply talked about how there is a historical fact of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Now, I would put it this way. Yes, someone who's not a believer, who doesn't know the scriptures, we can begin by talking about the fact that Jesus, this man who lived and walked on earth, claimed to be God, died on a cross, and then rose from the dead. These are the facts. And that can draw someone in to say, well, I need to know more about this. I've believed in all these different gods, and this man is telling me that those gods aren't real, but here's someone who actually walked on earth and proved he was real by rising from the dead. I need to know more about that God. And I think that's exactly what Paul does. Then he continues talking to them and continues addressing them. Do you think that he continues to say, all you need to know is that this Jesus rose from the dead? You don't need to know about the Bible. You don't need to believe the Bible. You don't need to follow the Bible. No, the Christian faith is one grounded in Scripture. We've seen that again and again and again. For an opening message where no one has heard anything about Jesus or God or the Bible, yeah, we don't have to say believe because the Bible says so, because they don't even know what the Bible is. So that doesn't have to be the first thing that we say. But when we look at the whole New Testament and the Old Testament, we see again and again that Jesus said, you've got to trust the Scriptures. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They know me, okay? So when you read the Bible, you are reading, according to Jesus, the words of God. You recognize them as the words of God. You recognize them as the authority in your life. You want to follow them. This is why Jesus could point to the Scriptures as the evidence of who he was. He, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself. This is why Jesus also says in Matthew 5 that not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law, that means from the Bible, until everything is accomplished. This is why Peter said, we were eyewitnesses of Jesus, but there's something even more sure for you to put your faith in, and that is the Scriptures. This is why Paul, when he writes about Christ died for our sins, he says it's according to the Scriptures. And I think the most important verse in all of this is one I read yesterday, Acts 17:11. The Bereans, when they heard the preaching of the gospel, they are noted as being more noble because they examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. So there is this belief going out there that, you know, you can be a Christian and believe Jesus and just don't worry about the Bible. You don't have to believe the Bible. What a tragic mistake. The Bible is God's gift to us. The Bible is what really shows us that not only did Jesus die and rise from the dead, which it's true, those are historical facts. They should drive us to believe the Bible. They should drive us to start studying the Bible. It is the Bible that tells us why these things happen, because of a God who planned them, who designed them for us, who loves us. And it is the Bible that really serves as the foundation of our faith, not what some person says, not what some church says, not what some organization says. It is the Scriptures that God says he's given us to be the foundation of our faith, to guide us to be followers of Jesus. I really don't know what it even means to say, I follow Jesus Christ, but I don't believe the Bible. No, you don't follow Jesus Christ. The Bible is your guide on how to follow Jesus Christ. So you can't do one without the other. Are there great questions that are hard to answer about the Bible? Yes, but there are answers. Believe the Bible. You can trust it. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.